Bishop Sean O'Malley today will be installed as the new Archbishop of Boston. He'll take over one of the country's largest archdioceses following a devastating clergy pedophilia scandal. This is the third time the Vatican has turned to Bishop O'Malley to clean up a sexual abuse scandal. NPR's Anthony Brooks reports from Boston.
Sean O'Malley confronted sex abuse crises in Palm Beach, Florida, where he served for less than a year, and in Fall River, Massachusetts, south of Boston, where he was bishop for much of the past decade and where he was known simply as Bishop Sean. He arrived in 1992, just as the Father James Porter case pushed the problem of clergy sex abuse into the open. Some 100 people had accused Porter of abusing them when they were children, while the church shuffled him from parish to parish. Here in St. Anne's Church, Father Mark Bergeron says when Bishop Sean arrived, the diocese was adrift.
The scandal itself was really at its height when he came. And the very first day, as soon as he was installed, somebody asked him, "Are you going to pay for counseling for these people?" And it was really quite adversarial. He just said, "Of course." So it was a radical shift.
Bishop O'Malley got this issue long before other people got it.
That's Roderick McLeish, a Boston attorney who represented the victims of Father Porter a decade ago. He says the first thing O'Malley did was to show up unannounced at the weekly meetings of the victims.
He said, "I just want to listen." And he sat there and he listened. The idea of a Catholic bishop just showing up at a meeting of victims in 1992 and 1993 was really, I think, unheard of, and said a lot about, I think, his compassion.
O'Malley settled quickly with 68 victims of Father Porter. It's believed the church paid out over $5 million, at that time the largest settlement of its kind. In his first press conference as bishop-elect last month, O'Malley acknowledged that the number of victims in Boston is much higher. But he said financial settlements are an essential part of the healing process.
"Even when I have been told that there's no legal obligation, I have always said, if there is a moral obligation, we must step up to the plate. People's lives are more important than money."
In Fall River, O'Malley established guidelines to remove pedophile priests from the ministry. He required criminal background checks and training for all church employees and volunteers. And he appointed a review board to assess allegations of clergy abuse.
"We wanted to stop this from ever happening again."
Irene Shawl is an attorney from the city of New Bedford and a member of that review board, which includes lawyers, former judges, child advocates, and clergy.
"There's no question that Bishop Sean was able to keep us all working, which wasn't easy because it's a very difficult task to have to listen to the stories. And yet we've continued to help Bishop Sean achieve the healing that he seeks."
But O'Malley has his critics, too, who say his policies leave too much discretion in the hands of the church. Susan Gallagher points out that in Fall River, O'Malley resisted disclosing the names of clergy involved in old abuse cases. As a child, Gallagher was molested by a priest. Now she heads the Coalition of Catholics and Survivors in Boston.
"That failure to disclose is extremely significant because if you disclose the name of the priest, it's much more likely that other victims will come forward. But O'Malley believed that the reputation of the church was more important than reaching out to victims. And so if that's his history, we're hoping that he's going to give it up."
In Boston, Gallagher would like to see O'Malley submit to secular oversight to set up an advocacy board for victims that is truly independent, unlike the Fall River Board, which ultimately answers to the church. She says that would signal real change by the new bishop.
"He's part of an institution that, to many people, including the governor of Massachusetts, looks like a criminal enterprise. One of the things that these people never realize is that we ended up in the clutches of the priests because we went to them for help. So the idea that they're inviting us back in again is actually somewhat frightening."
Boston attorney Roderick McLeish says O'Malley must do more than introduce new policies. He must also bring fresh faces to the Boston Archdiocese.
"Many of the people that, during the time that the Boston Archdiocese was transferring known child molesters from parish to parish, lying to victims, lying to law enforcement, are still here. Bishop O'Malley will not succeed unless he cleans house."
He did that in Fall River, but in Boston the church hierarchy is bigger and more entrenched and the crisis more vast. Today's installation ceremony comes 1 week after a scathing report from the state's attorney general that detailed 4 decades of child abuse and cover-up by the church. It was a reminder of a challenge that Bishop O'Malley himself calls overwhelming. Anthony Brooks, NPR News, Boston.